George, it's not.
We're one episode away from Greg, our 1 year anniversary.
In the building. 1 year. I'm definitely bringing champagne.
I was already going to be a surprise.
I'm bringing something. And you know what's funny? I think.
Rips.
I had told Shanghai rips and champagne. I had told the homie Jay to come on, but I don't know if I realized it was the year episode.
It's 1 year.
Because he's on spring break in China. So he said he's going to be at the house in his drawers. So.
1 year of sneak dissing.
Episode 51. Who's 51?
Randy Johnson.
Oh, that's a good one.
Dang, top of the head.
Couldn't even think of that one. I have nothing.
George hates him.
Jonathan Vilma. Saints, I think. Jets.
It's got to be some linebackers or something that are number 51, too.
Yeah, Jonathan Vilma's the only linebacker I could think of. Number 51, I think. I got nobody else.
Randy Johnson.
Randy Johnson's a good one. That's a Hall of Fame pitcher. Any pickups?
I got some pickups. I doubled up on Flyknit Racer White Pure Platinums, the Goddess. I bought two more Jordan Playoff 12 Lows.
Two more.
So I tripled up on those.
Why did you buy three? I don't get why you bought three pairs.
Because I'm going to wear one, I'm going to save one, I'm going to hoop in one.
Yeah, but when you wear your regular one, you don't mess it up. We don't mess up sneakers.
I know, but...
Although, I will say, though, playoffs, once that white starts down there getting funny, it starts rising up.
Really getting... Yeah,
and nobody ever cleans it.
And then I bought from the Adidas outlet that I sent you a picture of those...
Hardens.
The Harden, the all-black Hardens for like $60, I think.
Oh, okay. They were all black? I thought they were the black and gold ones.
All black.
Oh, okay. 60 ain't bad.
And then
wait a minute, you said you was hooping in those.
Oh, yeah, I'll wear those first half tomorrow night in our playoff game, and then I'm gonna switch like PJ Tucker.
Y'all already started hooping, or did y'all ever stop?
We never stopped.
Oh, I thought y'all like take a break or something.
This is the playoffs now, and then so tomorrow night, second round of the playoffs, then the championships will be next week, and then I think it's 2 weeks, and then the new league starts again. So you get like a week or two off in between. So you're around, little fam. You gotta get it.
How y'all whack?
Nah, we're actually good. We finished first in the league in rankings going to the playoffs.
Y'all must have got some new players because you said y'all was whack last year.
We got some new players. We did get some new players. We picked up this man who's like 6'7", and then we've got a good team. We got a good squad. When everybody shows up, we got a good squad.
What else you got? That's it?
The heart. And then I picked up that Rough Rider shirt that you posted on the sneak this.
I know I asked you as a Supreme because someone had asked it. And I knew it was Supreme, but I was like, when everybody asks stuff like that, I always get skeptical. I always worry they're going to be like, yo, man, that's fake. and I was like, I don't know nothing about that Rough Rider Supreme stuff. Not to be identifying it, but that joint's dope. Did that just come out as an older one?
No,
right?
14, yeah. Two, so 3 years
I was trying
ago.
To say, that's an older one.
But yeah. Nobody wants them. Like, nobody likes that stuff, so nobody likes that Supreme Rough Rider
stuff.
Well,
it doesn't say, I mean, the Rough Rider on it is so big, it's so dominant that like people prefer the Supreme to be all over it.
But it's on the back.
I know. Which I thought that was the front like, when you sent that one.
No.
Nothing else?
I think that's all the pickups I have. I feel like I got something else, but I can't remember.
I have a pickup, but it was on sneakers. I finally got my MacBook. Yes. Finally ordered it. And I mainly ordered it for this weekend. So, I can't wait for that to come in. That comes in tomorrow. I mean, the first thing I'm doing is putting the Supreme sticker on it. That's a must.
I hope you used.
I'm going to have a ceremony.
I hope you use Oscar's student ID to get 20% off or 10% off, whatever you get.
Oh, no, I didn't get it at the Apple store.
Oh, where'd you get it?
MacMall.com. About $500 cheap. It's an authorized retail. It's about $500 cheap.
UA?
No. It's not the Touch Bar model. I don't even want that one. And shout out to Rudo and Daniel helping me decide which one to get because I don't know anything about that stuff. Grab that. Super excited for that. That comes in tomorrow. Definitely going to have a ceremony. Put my Supreme sticker on it and my Gucci Mane sticker on it.
Okay.
I got a bunch of those. So.
And you got cornrows.
Oh, and I got cornrows now, cuz.
Dang.
I don't know. Got my hair braided. Joined a gang over the weekend. What else? That's it.
That's it.
Nothing else. What comes out this week?
Actually,
what are we talking about today first?
Oh, we're talking about SneakerCon this Saturday here in Phoenix.
Pow.
And the Desert Showdown, which is in 3 weeks?
20 days.
20 days?
So what is that?
Days?
Something like that.
talk about LaVar Ball thinking that his kids are worth a $1 billion sneaker deal.
That's... When you sent that in the thread, I didn't look at it at first. I looked at it, and then when I saw it on like Soul Collector, I couldn't believe it.
$1 billion. He thinks they're worth a billy. Talk about Jordan Brand having no ear to the street.
Zero
ear to the street. And then rather than do a top 10 this week, switch it up. George isn't here because he always wears whack shit, so we can finally talk about what we like to wear and what's in our current rotations.
You two might be the only two people I know who hate on each other on the same podcast.
He always talks about whack shit. He wears whack stuff. He wears those goofy throw up lunar confettis.
George has literally the most boost out of anybody. All right, George has some dope boost. All right, that's a fact.
I think I have more boost than George.
I don't know. You might got more total boost.
He got more fire,
but though. I think he got more boost that matter.
I got more Yeezys.
All right.
Actually, no. I don't know what Yeezys he has anymore.
He's
got the tans, fire blacks, and
lunars,
and the
V2s. I mean, not lunars, moon rocks. Pirate blacks, tans.
So he's got four.
V2s. He's about to cop white V2s, no matter what he says.
Oh, I'm copping those two. I'm copping the white and the green.
No matter what?
Yeah.
The white?
The green ones for sure. The white
green
ones
are fire.
The white ones, I don't know. But those green ones?
If you got the goddess,
those goddess
racers,
are fire.
The goddess racers are better than the Yeezy V2 whites. Them V2 whites are, it's something missing. If they would have put like three stripes on the toe box, something, it's too much white. Like, it's almost as, I mean, the shoe isn't like small, it's not bulky, but it's not small to be that much white. I wouldn't even be able to know how to wear those.
Those greens are a must though.
But the green ones are fire. The
green ones are a must.
They kind of don't really look that green though, but they're
like, I think they're called like moss. They're
they
fire.
got a stripe on it or no?
I mean they're the same as the white, they're just all green. Like, I'm sure there's something in the pattern, but
I need something else in the pattern, because you know which ones are whack is those ones that them black with the red letters, the digital.
I like that one.
I don't like that one. I thought they were so fire in the pictures, but when I see them now, trash. Zebras though? Zebras are fire.
See, I saw somebody wearing zebras. I thought they looked like shit.
I haven't seen them in person yet. I think zebras are fire. Every time I see any pics, I see like Young Thug wearing them or somebody. Them joints, or 21 Savage, them joints look super dope.
I don't understand it.
Releasing this week, Air Max 1 Ultras.
Air Max 1 Ultras.
Scott Stills getting those right.
Yeah, those come out tomorrow.
Ones, tomorrow. And these ones have the actual day. Why are they coming out tomorrow, though? Why didn't they come out Air Max Day?
I don't know. Because Safari's come out.
You copping those?
I'm going to try.
You think we won't be able to get Ultras?
Oh, Ultras. Yeah, I'm going to try. I think I'm going to get Ultras tomorrow. They release tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. on the sneaker app. I'm definitely going to try to get Safari's. This come out Sunday, right?
Safari's? Oh, Atmos Elephant ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, they come out this weekend, and the pack comes out this weekend.
And the pack comes out this weekend, and then the...
Like I said, anything I cop, I'm 12, selling it for retail.
The 12 lows come out this weekend.
The gray ones?
Like the wolf.
They're not too bad. I want to see them in person.
Other than that, I don't know anything else that's coming out.
Composite, Silver Surfer, that silver one. I don't think anybody cares about that. I don't know why you would need the silver one if you got... Not pure platinums, but what's the silver one?
Oh, the all-star?
I have the silver ones. No.
Oh, pewters. Pewters.
Pewters, yeah. You don't need that silver surfer one. Plus, it's a pearl, whatever. And then, obviously the Atmos pack. We're going to try for that. Like I said.
You're going to try for the pack? Or are you just going to try
for all of them? I'm trying for anything that anybody might want. Like I said, if I get it for retail, I'm selling it to retail to anybody who listens to the podcast and wants it.
I listen to the podcast weekly.
Yes. Oh, this weekend, SneakerCon, be in the building. We got a spot, so we will be recording. I don't think George and Ryan are going to make it, but I will be there. We have a spot. Pull up. Anybody, if you're in the building, whether you flying in, listen to the podcast, whether you're in Phoenix, anywhere in the state of Arizona, you come to SneakerCon, pull up. We're going to have chairs out there. Pull up, be on an episode, chit-chat, talk. We'll have a few discussions that we could discuss. You know, hear yourself on iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, Google Play, hear yourself on all that. Interested in everybody's opinion. I'm definitely interested in SneakerCon out here. I mean, from what it looks like about SneakerCon Cleveland, it looks like everybody had a great time. So, like, it was dope. But I ain't never been to SneakerCon. So
maybe you'll get some vloggers on.
Have you ever been to whoever doesn't hate us? Whoever, you ever been to SneakerCon? Have you ever been to one?
I've never been to one. I'm gonna try my best to make it this weekend. I'm gonna try my best.
But no, I'm gonna be there. So come through, and then Desert Showdown, like Ryan said, April 2nd. We'll all be there. I'm assuming
we will all be at that one.
All yes. be that one. So we got a spot for that. Shout out to Ben Haddo. Shout out to Heat of Soul Summit. Can't wait for that. You know, shout out to our listeners. Shout out to everybody who hit me up who said they're flying into Phoenix. Shout out to Doc, you know, that's the homie. But anyways, so what are we talking about first?
Ball.
LeVar Ball. So, first of all, let's say this. I don't know him. You don't know him. I'm going to say he's a great father, first of all. If you're this invested in whatever your sons have been doing basketball-wise, you're definitely a great father. Because, like I said, I'm sure you have friends. I grew up knowing people who dads, moms, didn't even come to the games. All right? Didn't even drop them off. All right. So for him to be this invested with his sons, I do applaud that. But this man needs to chill out. All right. So what he said was that he wants to package his sons, right?
Yes.
So he wants to package his sons
for $1 billion
to one of the major sneaker companies, yep. Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, for $1 billion. The youngest is in, what, 10th grade?
Yep.
10th grade, all right. So he's not even, but he's already committed to UCLA, I think.
Yes.
And the other son is already committed to UCLA, and obviously.
The other son's a senior, right? And then the other one plays there.
Yeah, the other one plays there. Wasn't Lonzo. He plays yes. there right now. So the fact that he thinks, first of all, the dad is obviously looking for spotlight. I've never seen somebody's dad this so on TV and stuff. Like, he's doing more interviews than the kids.
So, after seeing this $1 billion thing, like, I was like, who is this guy? Like, even so, I Googled him to see, and somebody had posted he played college basketball. Somebody posted his college stats. It was like 2.3 points per game, 1.6 assists, like 1.3 rebounds, and like a turnover. That was like his college. And he's in like 36% shooting and 39% free throw shooting. But he also said that he would destroy Michael Jordan playing one-on-one.
In his prime. Look, man, I don't know nothing about whether he's good or not. TNT put out today, if anybody has any LeVar Ball highlights, to please send them to us. The homie Jay, Shanghai Soul, sent that to me, and I thought that was hilarious. You know, when you're talking nonsense like that now, you just looking for spotlight. Because he didn't have to say any of that. All he had to do was talk about his son.
Yeah.
And that was it. Nobody's interested in him being talking Michael about, Jordan. Yeah. Nothing like that. I wonder, does Jordan even said anything?
I'm sure Jordan doesn't even know who. I'm sure Jordan probably doesn't even know that it happened.
You know what's funny is that right there, talking that nonsense, you might want to count Jordan Brand out signing his kids. Oh, like, yeah. Jordan is that type of guy who would be like, what? Beat me? I ain't even going to look at your kids. All right. Yeah. And I feel bad for Lonzo right now at UCLA because he's not going to get the opportunity. He's going to be a top three, top five draft pick. He's not even going to get the opportunity to be a rookie because the dad is setting the alley-oop up for us to destroy him. His first game, if he doesn't go out there and score 20 points, he's going to get destroyed, all right? He's going to be a meme. He's going to be everything. Let him ride the pine. The first game or that first season, he's going to get destroyed. The dad said he's better than Seth Curry. I mean, Steph Curry. He's definitely better than Seth Curry. Seth Curry sucks.
That's messed up.
Seth Curry is whack. He's on the Mavericks right now.
He's trying his best.
No, he's not. I can't stand seeing him play. He played for the Suns. He's played on so many teams.
He played for the Suns. Did you see him at a store when he was out here?
I saw him.
You said what's up?
I saw him walking downtown, him and some guy, not a single person. I'm the only person that knew who he was. And he just walked right past. He stared at me like he wanted me to say something, but I didn't feel like it. I felt like it's not necessary. He's not, you know. Anyway, I probably should have said what up. He's probably a good person, but I don't care about him. But yeah, I mean, if you're Nike, Adidas, anybody, are you even want to deal with his dad?
No.
I'm not.
It's like Doug Christie's wife.
Oh, yeah. She's annoying. I mean, it's not even like, I mean, you could even, I've seen somebody say like, he's like, what's the Kardashian mom? Kris Jenner?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that. And I mean.
Yeah, well, which one? Caitlyn or Kris?
Caitlyn ain't doing nothing, man. It's crazy how Caitlyn just faded away. Turning into a woman, you can't, it doesn't even let you last that long in the media. But no, yeah, he's doing way too much. If I was Nike or anybody, I'm not going to deal with him. You know he's going to be demanding stuff, demanding Yeezys. We need Yeezys. The whole family needs Yeezys. He's going to be talking super crazy. And I applaud him as a dad, putting that effort in, get your kids ready and stuff like that. But he's not. He's setting them up for, I don't even know if I want to say failure, because
he's setting them up for a rough ride.
He is, because I don't care. He goes up there and scores 10 points his first game. They're going to destroy him on the internet. Like, they're waiting, all right? Memes are already made, all right? But you know what's funny, though? I actually think, which I probably want to talk to Jay about next week if he comes on the podcast, is the fact that I think one of these overseas companies, though, Ling Ning, all them, I think they will come after him and give him whatever he wants. I don't know if it's going to be $1 billion. And you can't even make a package deal like that using the other kids, because that'll mess up their NCAA eligibility or whatever it does. But I'm sure they're going to try to set something up. And the fact that he had the nerve to say, like, look, I don't want the billion up front. I just want $100 million over 10 years. That's some nerve. Like, that guy is wild, all right? And I hate that brand that he's always wearing, that big baller brand. That's such a generic nonsense. Just like their own clothing brand or whatever. Have you looked on the website for that?
No.
Bro,
I don't even know what it is.
Hats, you know, when you see the dad talking, he's always wearing that BBB hat shirt. Bruh, hats are on there $50 and $70. A snapback.
I'm looking right now.
Trash, all right? And I don't know if he's pushing anything right now because of his nonsense. And he's always wearing the brand. He always has it on. But that dude is absolutely nuts. But I don't think he realized what he's doing, because, and as immature it is, because in actuality, his first season, first game, he should be able to grow. He should be able to, like, get better. And we should be able to say, okay, he's progressing. Even if he doesn't play most of the season, that should be all right with us. The problem is that's not even an option anymore. He gets drafted, he's going to have to play, and he's going to have to play good. Because if not, bruh. And I could already see this dad getting kicked out of numerous NBA stadiums, talking crazy in the stands.
Oh, absolutely. Like, So here's his direct quotes about Michael Jordan. He said, back in the heyday, I would kill Michael Jordan one-on-one. Then he said, I would just back in and lift him off the ground, call a foul every time he fouls me when I do a jump hook to the right or the left. He can't stop me one-on-one. He better make every shot because he can't go around me. He's not fast enough. he can only make so many shots outside before I make every bucket under the rim on him. Like, how are you going to talk about the greatest basketball player of all time? Man, like, I hope somebody slaps him up. That's, I hope, like, he has to just be, Charles Barkley issued a one-on-one challenge to LeVar Ball.
Barkley wants to play him one-on-one?
Charles Barkley said he'll play LeVar Ball one-on-one.
But I'm gonna tell you something, Barkley. I don't think can play basketball anymore.
He said. Once I found out he only averaged 2 points a game, he said, listen, you need to slow your roll. Oh man,
I don't think Barkley can play basketball anymore. You know what's funny? They always make fun of how big Barkley's getting, but Barkley is big now. I don't think he can hoop anymore at all.
I bet you could beat LeVar Ball.
I don't think so.
I'll watch on pay-per-view.
LeVar Ball looks like he's in shape.
Right. If it's $5.99 pay-per-view,
man, I'll watch it. Anytime somebody sets up anything like that, Chris Brown, Soulja Boy fight, it never happens. Elijah Wan, I don't know if you remember this, Elijah Wan versus Shaq pay-per-view back in the day, canceled. If this got set up, it would be canceled. That's what they need to do. LeVar Ball versus Charles Barkley All-Star Weekend next year. They do that. Oh, it'll be ratings. They need to do something because All-Star Weekend is trash.
Did we talk about that at all? About how Adam Silver came out and was like, I'm going to find a way to make this game competitive.
No, we didn't.
Like, there's going to be something. They're going to do something he doesn't have figured out yet, but like, he's going to make the All-Star game be meaningful again.
I don't even know how you can do that.
I don't know either. I mean, unless like we talked about that week, like, unless they do something to where they make it like baseball to where the winner is home court.
And see, but the problem is in the NBA is that baseball, I mean, like, you have 1 year with the Royals and they got to the freaking World Series 2 years in a row, didn't they?
either two lost years to in a row Boston and then beat somebody,
something like that. Yeah. I mean, you got the Royals, who are historically trash. Like, so baseball, that can work with them because you just never know who's good in baseball. I mean, this year the White Sox could win it, and it'd be like, you know, it's not a big shocker. In basketball, you know who's going to be Cavs, Warriors, Spurs, Raptors, Celtics. It's going to be those teams. So it wouldn't even matter to, like, a, you know, Paul George on the Pacers or anybody else anywhere else. But they were talking about giving them, like, I think they get paid, right? They get paid something, I think. Like some type of check.
Yeah, I don't know. I know in the NFL, for the Pro Bowl, the winning team gets like X and the losing team gets X, yeah. And it's like a different amount.
I think it's like that right now for the NBA. The problem is, which we said that following weekend after the All-Star game, I think pretty soon players are just going to like opt out not to play. Yeah. Like,
just like the Pro Bowl.
Pretty soon LeBron's going to be like, I'm just going to sit out this one and just go watch, and they'll just put in somebody else, you know. It's just not worth watching. But anyways, LeVar Ball, hey, man, you got to chill out.
You got to chill out.
Because if your kids are trash and suck, man, he's gonna hear it forever. Like, forever. All right. And we, as the people, I don't think they realize how much power we have. We've literally, and I'm talking about me, you, and I, I'm talking about, like, we as a whole, social media, have destroyed numerous people. All right. Like, destroyed them.
Even myself.
Like, I've like actually destroyed people. So that's a 100% fact. You've actually eliminated three or four people off social media. What else?
You want to talk about? Well, we talked about SneakerCon. We kind of touched on that. So, yeah.
But like I said, SneakerCon this weekend, Phoenix, Arizona, Civic Plaza. Come through. I think this podcast will be recording. I want anybody can come up and talk. I want you to talk. Don't be like, you know, worry. Just come to the post up and chill. We talk about sneakers. That's all we got to do. Jordans. So, now, it's fact. Red 11s are coming out, right?
I believe it is a fact.
What it seems like right now.
It does. But remember when we picked up my Space Jams from Crystown Mall? And the manager there actually told us, like, he had already heard the rumor that the red, that
oh,
all red 11.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, I didn't go inside.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I sat out there.
Oh. Yeah, he said, he was like, yeah, I already heard that the rumor is for next year that they're going to do an all red. Oh. Or it was that he said that it was going to be a solid color and that he heard it was going to be an all red.
All right. So, Jordan, I just don't think Jordan has an ear to the streets at all of what we want or
I want
need.
Those.
We wanted those years ago. You know how late they are with these? Well, you know how long red 11s have been rumored? We're talking about 6-7 years. We're not even talking like last year, the year before. Red 11s are rumored every single year. Between that 11 and DB 11s are rumored every single year as well.
Yeah.
Katrina 3s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Black Cat 3s. Which are fine. I don't really mind Black Hat 3s or Katrina 3s, but we don't need those. Like, I think Jordan Brand is missing the point on what we need right now. Where's Black Cement 3s with the OG Nike in the back?
We need those.
When is that going to come out? We don't need this nonsense. Jordan is either always too late with what's getting ready to come out, or they just don't come out with what we need. You know what else has been rumored forever? Lightning 4s.
Lightning 4s
have been rumored for 3-4 years. Ever. Yeah. All right. Cement 3's been rumored since 88s came out.
Yeah.
Haven't released. We haven't got OG Bred 4s.
Haven't got OG Bred 4s.
Military 4s.
Military 4s. I'm actually surprised that we haven't seen like another 5 or another 6 with the Nike Air on the back either.
Yeah, because the only ones they've ever released,
the metallic black 5s, and then they did the maroon 6s with the Nike Air.
That's it. And maroon 6s are about what, 25 years late? Like, maroon 6s came out when I was in second grade, I think.
Yeah.
They came out this year, first time retroed ever. All right, and they were 220. All right,
and they sat.
Did they sit?
I think they sat.
I want to say they sat.
Because I got one on discount. I know that. I got one on discount and I paid retail.
I think they did. But that's the thing. We were dying for maroon 6s for like the last 20 years. All right. I mean, it's come to the point to where it's like, I don't know if they pay anything. We haven't got no OG Fire Red 3s.
Nope.
We haven't, like you said, no other 5 with Nike Air in the back. No Fire Reds, no any. Raging Bull 5s have been rumored forever. And that nonsense that's coming out now is trash.
They look like trash, yeah.
I don't know, man. Jordan Brand, they don't know what's going on?
I don't know that they don't know what's going on. I think that now they're like, now they're to a point to where stuff's sitting. So I think they're pulling, reaching deeper and deeper into their bag of tricks to try to pull out stuff that people at one time went crazy for. And I just think it might be too late.
I mean, Katrina's were when Katrina took place or happened, yeah. not took place. And that was like an auction thing, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Was anybody dying for that to release? Like, I don't understand. So. And it doesn't have Nike Air on the back. And they put Nike Air on the back of these Safari 4s that's coming out in the pack. I don't understand what are the qualifications for the sneaker to get the Nike Air in the back. Now, I'm assuming they put the Nike in the back, the Nike Air on the back of these 3-pack because it's a part, the Safaris have it on the back or whatever. And Katrina's on an OG colorway. Like, I'm not going to say I want to see a Nike Air on the back of a Do the Right Thing 3. But well, where's gray fours? Like, where's the ones that Jordan's like? Where the heck is this stuff? Like, I don't understand what Jordan Brand is doing as far as, like, paying attention to what needs to come out first. All the OG colorways with Nike
should be out.
Should be out.
They should already be out.
And you know what? Whether they sit or not, I don't care. But they should be out, all right?
Yeah, they're, like, bringing back, and I'm not complaining about it, but they're bringing back Bread and Royals and, like, probably eventually Shadows and everything else. All the ones. They're bringing out that OGs just came out three and a half, four years ago. They're re-releasing them again when we haven't seen a Nike Air Jordan 3 or Nike Air Jordan 4 since 99 or 2001.
Is that the last time? Oh, no. Oh, with the Nike Air in the back?
The Nike Air
in
the back.
I think it's like 2001 or something like that. And it's insane. Like, I don't know if they care. Like, it's always something where it's like you either get really, really good materials and it's still something missing, or you get trashy materials. And it has what you're looking for. It's like you get something that's... It's like we asked for Great Fives again. And Great Fives released originally in what? 94? Somewhere around there.
And then they did like 0...
And then they did...
Six?
Something like something that. Like that. And they still had Nike Air in the back on those, right?
No.
When they retro the first time?
They were Jumpman.
You sure?
Yep.
And they put Jumpman again on the second time?
Yep.
I had them the first time they retro. I could have sworn mine had Nike Air in the back. Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Bruh, utter nonsense. And then they still didn't come up with one Nike in the back. And you know what? They were too late when they came out with those again. Because once those came out again, we all copped. Because we were like, fire. And then we were like, you know what? These really ain't that fire anymore.
And then they did the Black Grapes, and those sucked even more.
Yeah, those did suck. And then they did Fresh Princes.
Those are kind of dope. I mean, like, you can't wear them, but they're dope to look at.
They don't suck.
I'm glad I sold mine. I bought them that, I think, God, I bought them that day, and I sold them for like $450 that day.
I had two on hold for me, and I was just like, I don't feel like leaving the house. I had no idea they were going to fly like that. But yeah, there's so many pairs that we're looking for and so many pairs that we didn't need that are, like I said, coming out. Those red fives are hot garbage. They're not Raging Bulls. I mean, we're waiting for Lightnings. What's the other one? Not Lightning. Not Thunder. The other one, the white one. Had
Pure
the Velcro.
Money?
No, the Velcro.
Tour. Tour fours.
Tour fours. I wouldn't mind those coming out.
I wouldn't mind those coming back out.
Pure Monies don't look that bad that are coming out. But we didn't. I don't think we asked for those.
You know what's coming out that you want? It might put you over your Jordan limit for the year.
What?
Those
Gatorade Sixes?
Those red suede ones.
Oh, yeah. Okay, those right there, too. Talk about that. Red suede ones, they're so behind. Yeah. Like, we needed those about 5 years ago. Like, and then they're coming out with royal blue suede ones. I want those too. Yeah. And the gray. I want those too. I want all three of
them. You gonna cop them all?
Yes. I'm gonna try.
You can't.
I don't. Look, ones don't count.
First it was just royal ones don't count. Now it's all ones.
No, all ones don't count. Okay. All right. I'm copping those. I'm trying to cop those.
What about Gatorade Sixes?
I don't know, bro. I'm not gonna say they suck. I don't know. If that's the real colorway, those greens with the orange, is that the, like, for certain colorway? Because I've seen it on the table with that Mark Wahlberg pick. I don't know, man. I feel like I need those. But they're not coming out this year, are they?
I need them, too.
They said they're supposed to, I think. But those should sit, too. Even all the OGs that are supposed to re-release one day should sit, too. Like, the only ones that shouldn't sit are Lightning. You know what's going to happen? Lightnings are going to come out, And we're going to be like, you know what? We really don't need those. Those are fire, them Gatorade Sixes. But you know what it looks like? It looks like it has the real infrared color. A freaking OG infrared black six. Like, we own a lot of replicas.
Would you buy it?
Huh?
Would you buy it?
Which one?
Nike Air.
I would now. And I told you guys I wouldn't, but I would now.
Why? Why?
Because we own nothing but replicas now. Jordan Brand might be the biggest replica maker in the entire country. These are cold, hard facts. You know how many times Red 3 has released and not an OG one? You know how many times a Fire Red 5 is released? We just talked about Grape 5s. Grape 5s were released, what, three times? The original, then 2006, and then, what, 2011? Whatever year that was.
13? I don't even remember.
Whatever. Yeah. We have nothing but a closet full of replicas. None of them the same materials. Even if we have two different years of a sneaker, if we have like the 2011 version and then the 2016 version, none of them are the same materials.
It's like Laney's too.
Laney's though, the last time they released, the materials were pretty good.
Better, but like the first ones weren't tumbled leather.
No, they weren't.
They have those round oval laces and...
Yeah, they actually improved on those. Like, our Jordan Brand might be... I might save this for a topic for people who come up to the table at SneakerCon. Jordan Brand might be the biggest...
UA producer.
The biggest AAA plus unauthorized sneaker maker in the entire country. It's a possibility, though. If you think of all the sneakers you have right now, I mean, I think those Jordan Playoff Lows that you have right now, they didn't originally come out, but I think those might be better materials than the ones that were released in, what was that?
Well, 12 or 13?
I had three of those. Or I had three of those.
They're probably yellow now. If you still have
no,
them.
I have one still, I think. Do you have any highs?
I sold mine like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I sold two for like 300 something, but I think I have one left.
I just, I have my taxi 12s. I've got taxis, and then I have those alternates that came out, the white and red, and then I have flu games. I think that's the only, and then I have the flu game, the suede flu games.
Which still. Ones are those?
The suede one.
Oh,
and then I have the ones that came out last year. No, they're
gosh, I remember left. Those sat on everywhere too. They just were so weird. But that's another example of like, what's the point of those? Because he could have actually put the sick logo and the little sick face on a regular leather one. Like, we didn't get great flu games until last year. That's the first time we got those. Oh, also, well, we'll talk about it in a little bit. But I wanted to make sure we talk about the bracket for sneakers. So hopefully that's done by tonight. It takes forever. But yeah, no, I think I'm just tired of Jordan Brand throwing stuff at us that they think we need. I mean, there's like a million samples out there we never got. We always died for like a royal blue something, all right? And they're finally doing something with a royal blue one now, and it's suede, but it's not, I mean, it's just too late. Like, stuff is too late, but I'm still copping, all right?
I'll cop the reds. I don't think I'm going as far as to cop the gray and the royal. I'll cop the reds.
Cop them, though. You'll probably cop the gray. Maybe not the Royals. The Royals do look a little whack. But
like, I think, like, when I think of Royal Jordan, I think of that Royal 12, and I think that's hot garbage.
I want to buy the grays, and I want to get two. And one, I want to get a Sharpie and draw stuff all over the other one. Like
wieners and stuff?
Yes. I want to draw dick pics all on the toe box. I want to draw dicks on the toe box so I can kick people in the face and try to suck my... Time to suck my toe box. What else? Anything else? I feel like we're missing stuff that we said we're going to touch on. How do you feel about that one store doing I'm going to ask you this real quick. How do you feel about that one store doing? And shout out to Instant Classics for sending me this. I wish I knew who it was. People doing like PayPal $5.
Fuck them. For a sneaker box game play. That's bullshit. Bullshit.
Have you watched them?
No. What do they do, FaceTime live?
They record themselves playing, and they're like, you know, we swear we're doing our best, and they record themselves. So however much PayPal you send, they play it that many times, and you tell them. I'm assuming they tell you what's in the box first, and then you say, I want you to keep going for this or go for that. And you watch this guy. He's playing with your money across the country, depending on where you are. I thought that was... insane.
That's super whack.
That's just like, I mean, that's like giving somebody your money and going, why would they send you the shoe? I mean, I don't know what the PayPal thing says or what they do, but why would I try? I don't even think I would try. Now, I know it's fraud, but somebody sent me money, I would act like I'm trying. Like, yeah. That's stupid. I would probably, I can't even imagine that in that store. I don't know what the store was. I don't even remember what it was or what city it was in. But that's ridiculous. How are everybody else's machines still running? Are they running back again in Arizona?
No, not in Arizona. But what's other states have different laws, though. So.
Oh, yeah. I guess that matters. What else? Anything else we need to touch on?
Well, I was going to talk about just when we were talking about the LeVar. Actually, I have two things. When we were talking about the LeVar Ball thing, you mentioned like begging for Yeezys. And something we didn't talk about last week was the picture of Ric Flair.
Oh, woo! Yeah.
With every Yeezy that he got gifted from, I don't know who he got, Adidas, Kanye, bottom, I don't know. But Hogan flexing with all of those Jordans over the last 3-4 years. And
which you don't even see Hogan anymore flexing like that anymore.
That's because he's like WWE completely cut him off because of those. He's like because of the racist stuff.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah. So he probably ain't getting those Jordans either.
Oh, yeah, he probably ain't getting no Jordans.
I don't understand why
he's running around dropping N bombs.
But why did you give a Ric Flair Yeezys?
A bunch of Yeezys. I don't
understand stuff like that. Ric Flair isn't going to help you sell Yeezys.
No.
What's the dude that wrestles and wears all the sneakers? Enzo? What's his name?
Oh, Enzo. Yeah, Enzo Amore.
I mean, the dude's a weird looking cat, but yeah. He rocks everything.
Yeah, like early, like the week early.
Like, I seen him wearing Zebras on the Soul Collector Celebrity thing. I don't understand the point of sending Ric Flair Yeezys. You
like
know?
That guy actually got, I saw, because he was on sneaker shopping, or not sneaker shopping, he's on some kind of complex thing, but he actually got, like, they sent out, I don't know how many pairs there were of the Flu Games last year, and they did, like, a whole, like, special box with a limited edition thing. It was, like, a nurse box or like a hospital box or something, I forget, but like he got one of those and there were, I think there's like 30 pairs
like
that of that special packaging.
That type of stuff right there falls right under that sneaker company's elitist nonsense. Like
Shane McMahon wears Jordans.
Why can't we get pairs of, I'm not saying for free,
yeah,
we can't even get them in the stores to buy for retail. We can't even have an opportunity on the website to buy them, but you're sending, I mean, he was sitting on like a leather couch with about a good 8 pairs around him or something. Like, and I'm assuming they're for him. I don't know, they might be for his kids or family members as well or something like that. But that's like, to me, I don't know who sends that stuff, Adidas, Kanye, but that right there to me is somebody not taking care of the people that made Yeezys and what that who they are. Like, we made Yeezys dope.
Yeah.
We could easily make Yeezys whack at the exact same time, but we can't because we're hooked. And
you know what's funny is on the most recent sneaker shopping with the George sent a picture of it with that, it was that actor the comedian
Gerard Carmichael.
He's wearing his Flint 13s and George was clowning on him for them being snow boots, but Joe LaPuma actually asked him. He was like, you know, like these Yeezys are like a big deal, da da da. And he's like, oh yeah. And he was like, do you think that the recent news of Kanye like being with Trump and the mental breakdown and
which we talked about,
yeah, which like, his whole personal life thing, like crises and stuff.
I swear, Complex is taking stuff listening. From us. Sorry though, I know they are.
Complex, you there?
They got us tapped like
Joe?
Trump Towers.
Joe,
they Complex got us tapped just like Trump Towers.
Yeah, but he was asking him, like, you know, do you think at some point that he, like, his, like, life, will you be able to separate the man from the artist, like, kind of deal? And so that was, like, a question that he asked him, so.
What did he answer? What did he say?
He kind of said, I mean, he was just like, you know, like, yeah, I kind of think some of the stuff he does is whack, but, like, I still like his music, so I would assume the shoes would be the same way, like.
And
know,
see, that goes back, I think that falls under anything. Like, homeboy that was, like, the spokesman for Subway, that was, you know, after messing with kids. I don't know for a fact. I'm sure Subway might have took a hit the first few weeks, month, or something, but, like.
Then you want a meatball sub.
Yeah, but has it slowed down now?
Yeah.
Like, does it matter? I mean, the only thing that maybe slowed down Subway is the competition of Jimmy John's and all that. But, like, it's like R. Kelly when he got caught up in that stuff back when we were in
peeing
college.
On people.
Yeah, like, all he did was make Step in the Name of Love, and we was back grooving to it. Like,
forgot about it. Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson has just been surrounded by controversy forever, and I still consider him the greatest performer of all time. I don't know if Kanye, like I said, cool will always trump anything else you can do. Kanye can have a serious breakdown. He could go out there and slap Kim around. He could do some crazy stuff, and Yeezys will still fly.
Yes.
I don't care what anybody says. You can protest. And fake caring, like we said before, is popular now. But Kanye can't even ruin Kanye's brand. Like, he can't. Those Calabasas Reebok looking
fire.
Okay.
Are fire.
No, they're not.
Are fire. I'm copying.
No, they're not.
Besides this,
but you can buy those now. You know that, right?
Where?
Not those ones, but that model is not. It's just a Reebok.
No, I need that shoe.
There's a Reebok exactly like it. Okay,
that's the best Yeezy ever.
That right there, included. That right there is like I can't help but look at that as like Yeezy flexing his power to Adidas.
I think those are fire.
If those sell out, Yeezy is the greatest sneaker endorser.
I hope they don't, because I need two of the teal, black, and orange pairs.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about the runners. The runners are fine. I'm still up in the air about those. I'm talking about those all-white Calabasas classics. They look like regular white. Let me pull them up real quick. See, you're talking about the runners.
Oh, yeah, I'm talking about the Yeezy runners.
The runners, I still need to see. And you know why? Because somebody posted an original pic of these Adidas that came out in, I think, 89, and they look exactly like that, and I consider those OGs fire. If those Kanyes look anything like that, I'm gonna cop. All right,
wait a second, this is a Reebok. this is a Reebok classic. What is this? This is a I haven't seen this. Where have I been?
You haven't seen that?
No.
We're looking at the Reebok. Oh, no, the Adidas. Sorry, the Adidas Calabasas Yeezy, I guess you want to call it. I guess they're getting ready to release soon, and Kanye's been walking around wearing it for weeks now. If those sell out, and I always thought it was stupid to say that Yeezy jumped over the Jumpman. If those sell out, Yeezy has jumped over the Jumpman. Period.
That's a Reebok.
You can buy them now. Are those fire?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, those are fire.
Bruh, if he sells those out everywhere, has Yeezy jumped over the Jumpman?
Yeah, if you sell these old man shoes to everybody in the world.
Bruh, he's officially jumped over the Jumpman because Jordan can't do that. Jordan can't even sell out on a
OG Nike True Blue 3.
He can't even sell out an OG True Blue 3. But if Yeezy can sell out this Adidas Calabasas trash, Yeezy has jumped over the Jumpman. And you heard it here first.
The pants are fire.
Yes. If he sells it in a pack, if he sells a sweatsuit and the shoes.
Those pants are fire.
I seen somebody wearing those at like Cowtown one time.
Those are fire.
Those are super fire. But those pants have always been fire.
Yeah.
I
need those Calabasas. Those are the fucking dopest shoes ever.
Okay, you go buy them. Reebok.com. Sure, they got them. But yeah.
See, so this is why I was confused, because that also, I saw a picture of those that said Calabasas.
Oh,
on it,
okay.
The runner.
See, I wish I could find the OG shoe that I think these are modeled after, the OG Adidas runner. I love those classic ones. And if these are modeled after that, I'm definitely copping. I still want to see these in person. And I hate that fashion show trash. Like, show the shoes. I don't care about them clothes. But what else? Is that it?
So my other question.
Oh, yeah, what else?
I have two things. So my other thing is, since it starts this week, who do you have winning the NCAA championship in your bracket? You do a bracket?
I did a few brackets.
Did a few brackets?
I got Villanova.
Because this will run into our bracket that we're doing. George will love to hear this. I took U of A. I got Arizona winning it.
I think I got U of A meeting Villanova.
I have U of A meeting Villanova.
I do.
Well.
And I wanted to do U of A. Pause. I did. But I went Villanova. I went Villanova Duke in the championship, I believe.
I'll actually tell you right now.
I can't remember. It started today, didn't it?
I think so.
I had no time to do anything today. I had
No. Tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I thought so. I need to get my bracket in the office. I need to get stuff set up. I got too much work right now. Gosh, anything else we wanted to touch on?
No, I think you can talk about our bracket that we're doing. I do. I have Villanova. Oh, no, I have Arizona, Louisville, and the Arizona, UNC, in the championship.
think I got Nova UNC maybe.
I got Nova over, I got Arizona over Nova.
How many brackets you make?
One.
Oh, maybe like two or three. I always put Michigan State in the championship. I always feel like they just get there somehow, some way. Oh, yeah. But what I want to say, I'm going to hopefully have it done at some point. Wanted to do sneak this. We're going to do 2016 sneakers, right?
Yes.
2016 sneakers, 64 sneakers bracket. We're going to set it up just like the NCAA tournament. And you guys get on the website and you vote on which one should advance. And we'll update the site daily, weekly, as it goes. But I don't know how long it should last. Like, how long should a voting last for? Like
3 days. Three or four days. 3 days, oh, okay.
And we'll keep that going.
It's got to go quick.
Yeah, it has to go pretty fast. And we'll see how that goes. So check that out. Look for that on the IG. Look for that on everything. So we're not doing a top 10 today, right?
We're not doing a top 10 today. Did we have any drama this week? We didn't have any drama this week either, right?
I don't think so.
I had a heartfelt apology last week, and it was
heartfelt.
Heard through the grapevine that I apologized. Big ups to all the other sneaker podcasts out there doing their thing.
I mean, shout out to them.
Shout out to
them. We're still the best podcast out there. I don't care what anybody says. Best sneaker podcast. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, even if somebody posts a video saying they're the best sneaker podcast out
there. I don't care what videos, how many pictures, how many events you go to. We are still
I don't even care if you're on a stage and one person is listening to you talk and it's question and answers.
Hey.
I don't care.
And like I said, cool, Amart, cool cats, but... Bruh. And this isn't just to them. This is to, you know, the great country of Canada. This is to them. This is to whoever else does anything sneaker related. We are the best sneaker podcast out there. And I hope that they're saying that they're the best too. Like, let's not get it twisted. All right. Like, they should feel the exact same way, but it's facts that we are. So
it is facts. Yeah. We have proof. Well, the proof is in the pudding.
Gosh, I feel like we're missing on something else. Sneaker week has been kind of boring, I thought, this week.
This week has been... I've been so fucking slammed at work.
Dude, work is freaking nuts now. I'm so tired of regular work. Let me tell you guys, we're regular sneakerhead people. We can barely get here to do this. And, you know, but we appreciate you guys listening. Appreciate you guys sticking with us for a year.
Today is March 15th, and I do taxes for a living in... I'm sitting here talking to you guys.
What else? Is that it?
I think that's all. I think that's it. Let's get into our...
I mean, the excitement right now is just waiting on the elephant pack to drop.
It is.
Safari. See how that goes. I mean, it's going to be a disaster. So.
I honestly didn't even try for OG Blues because I figured there was no point. So.
Oh, I didn't even... I tried and took an L for that. We didn't talk about that. Took an L for that. Did I wake up?
I don't think you waked up.
I don't think I woke up.
Because I think George said something about
it. Oh, no, George woke up. He didn't wake up. I tried. But the other ones, I didn't try at all. But this one, I'm trying. I mean, I have raffles and everything. I already lost like three raffles. So, I mean, like I said, I get a pair. If I get one pair, even if it's my size, I'm giving it away to somebody. What's wrong?
I feel that suede.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you guys, I don't know if you guys have seen them in person yet, but these all-white Goddess Nike Racer Flyknits are fire. All right. Like, I'm definitely copping these when my New Year's resolution is over. Wait, is it fire.
Over at the end of this month?
Nah, June 1st.
Dang.
I have a while.
Royals come out in April.
You know what's... Oh, those don't qualify. You know what sucks is going to SneakerCon. Shout out to Charles at Benhatos. He said, like, SneakerCon is where those deals are happening. All right. And, you know, I don't want to break my resolution, but don't let me catch something fire for a great price. I'm talking, it has to be fire, all right?
Eventually, we need to...
I don't even know. What's missing? Like, all I want is King Push. Like, I don't feel like I've, like, missed nothing. I just want King Push.
Those are fire. I forgot I had those.
EQT Boost, just because I feel like
I have to. You see the white EQT Boosts that are coming out?
Oh, yeah, you said that in the thread. Yeah, they are. I think they're better than the other ones.
Yeah. The only problem is that they're gonna get trashed.
Yeah, they're gonna get trashed. You need to put some Defender spray or something on them.
We don't use that.
Huh?
We don't use that.
I use Defender spray.
Wait, who makes that?
Rejuvenator.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. We definitely use that. Yeah. We don't use Beep Protect.
Yeah, we don't use them at all. I don't even know where you buy that.
I don't know.
Anywhere. So what are we going to talk about? We're not doing a top 10 today. Is it a top 10?
I mean, it's not really a top 10. It's just like stuff that we currently are wearing in our rotation.
Are we going to go through all 10 of ours?
I don't even think it has to be 10. Just like, what are you wearing
currently right now? Actually, I wrote mine down. My rotation has actually been a little weird lately.
Mine has been super weird lately too.
Like today I'm wearing, and what's funny is I would have came here in work clothes, but I'm not coming in work clothes anymore just in case we go live.
I was going to throw clothes on the bag this morning.
I didn't even feel like throwing this on, but I'm wearing Stabs from, I don't know, man. These released. Six? No, these are the original ones.
Oh.
So these are like 94?
Those are actual OGs from 94?
I think these, yeah, they're cracked. Like I walked, split open right there.
Oh,
yeah,
they are.
Yeah, these are the original Stabs from like 94, I think. Oh, fire. I love these joints. But I'm always scared they're just going to crumble in my feet. Air bubbles, yellow, popped.
You want to work?
No. Oh. I was wearing work clothes. I just changed that work. Stabs. I've been wearing a lot of my Stabs lately. I've got about 4 pair of Stabs. Cactus ones, Foot Patrols. My Foot Patrols are beaters. I don't even know if those count. Cement, red toe Stabs, whatever you want to call these ones. Silver Bullet. Air Max 97s. You know what I do need to, which might be on the June 1st list, is Snakeskin 98 Supremes.
Yes.
I still need those. Those are might be one of the greatest Air Maxes of all time.
I actually saw one sell for like pre-owned, a size 9.5 for like $250.
They're not even a lot anymore.
Yeah, I'm mad that I missed the auction because I probably would have doubled up.
I mean, you know what's funny? You don't got 2 pairs?
No, I only have one.
Oh, you know, how many did you pay for your first one? Retail or?
I got the whole set. I got all 4 and I thought you got the other one.
Retail
was the most expensive. I did.
Oh, okay.
I think I bought like the reds. I think I bought for like $160. The blues, I think I bought for $160 or $180. And then I bought the blacks and the snake skins for retail on Supreme.
I've never even seen the black ones. I've only seen the snake.
I've worn the black ones here.
Really? Oh. I think I'd buy all of them.
You hate them.
Really? In person?
Yeah, you hate them. I love them. I like the black ones better in person than
I'm not an all-black sneaker fan. Like, it's just... Yeah.
They look like referee shoes, kind of.
I have never been into all-black sneakers like that. Like, it just... And I always say this in our thread, but all I could think about is when J-Wow on Jersey Shore, every time they went walking, she was wearing all-black sneakers. I hate that. Maybe it's just on women, all right? But Air Max Silver Bullets, huh?
You hate J-Wow.
No, I like J-Wow. She was probably the best looking one on.
No, Sammy.
Yeah, but she. You know what's funny? She might have been the best looking one, but I remember an episode when, what was the boyfriend name? Ronnie. He was making fun of her toe, and he said something about her toes look funny. Ever since then, I was like, nah, I'm good. Even though they never showed her toes, I couldn't do it.
When MTV actually had people watch it. I forget it's even a channel now.
I forget. The only thing I might watch on that is like Wildin' Out, and that's like MTV too. And that's when me and my oldest son watch it.
MTV used to be lit when we were kids.
It did. It used to be like
I used to rush home to watch TRL.
I used to watch that, look for like Bone Thugs and Harmony videos, look for anything for real.
Karaoke.
I used to look for a lot of stuff on there. Now
Real
it's
World,
just,
Road World, Road Rules.
And it went through that weird transition where it went to like Teen Moms.
Oh, yeah.
And then what was the one where it was like, I'm addicted to like crack cocaine?
Oh, yeah. It'd be like Real Life.
Is it Real Life?
Yeah, it'd be like Real Life, like I'm an addict or Real Life.
I used to
like
watching those.
Then they did that one where they do like makeovers and they had those two twins from here that one looked like Brad Pitt. Like, I want to look like a celebrity makeover.
Yeah. It got really weird.
It got really
MTV
weird
for
a little while. But then they saved themselves with Pimp My Ride.
Pimp My Ride.
Pimp My Ride was
Real
tight.
World was pretty dope.
Real World was
for
dope.
A while. Like, they were scrapping like crazy.
I think
crazy.
My favorite one was Hawaii, I think.
No, it had to have been
Or New Orleans was good, too.
New York or Vegas?
I don't remember.
Oh, but then they had Making a Band. When Diddy was making a band, yep. That was fire. That was tight. All right. That might have been one of their highest rated shows ever. That one where they had like Dylon and all them cats. Dylon spits hot
fire.
VH1
was doing all that. Love
and all that, yeah.
Love New York and Flava Flav.
Flava Flav and Brett Michaels. Yo, me and my wife used to watch those religiously.
I used to watch that Newlyweds, Nick and Jessica.
Oh, we watched that too.
We watched that all the time, bro.
That stuff was like you hated it, but it was addictive.
It was addictive.
Watched it.
That was like the start of reality TV. Like, come to think of it, I mean,
was that the first reality show?
But Real World probably.
Oh, Real World.
I mean,
Real World.
But I'm talking MTV was like The beginning of reality TV.
That might have been the first one, Real World. And that started in like
the early
New York or Seattle.
Middle 90s, Seattle,
it was something like that. What else am I wearing? Oh, I wear Air Max 90 Independent Reds every weekend. That's my weekend shoe. That might be the one shoe you just can't destroy.
Those are fire.
I've actually put that in the Rejuvenator laundry kit probably about 3-4 times. Just DLC. I mean, the American flag is like rubbing off, but the shoe is flawless. Chalk Ultra Boost. Been wearing Diadora 9000s a lot. I got Pandas that were like Henones, and then I wear like the infrared ones. And been wearing some I got from Karma Loop. Been wearing those a lot. Pirate Blacks.
That Nick colored one?
Which one?
The orange and blue one from Karma Loop or no?
Oh, no. Burgundy? It's the Burgundy. Oh, I've been wearing those ones a lot lately. But then I've been wearing the Panda ones, which I didn't even know they were that rare. I just bought them off eBay. I think it's Henone. One of them like a pack. Those are fire. They're black and white. Classic Stan Smiths, Triple White Ultra Boost, the whatever second version, one of those. Cardinal Sevens I brought out. I've been wearing those. Cardinal Sevens. Cardinal Sevens to me is one of my all time favorite Jordans.
I'm surprised you wear a seven.
I love sevens. They're like sixes. Eh. Sixes or seven are pretty similar.
They're similar.
I tried Presto Ultra.
I do not own highs. I don't own a Presto.
I got a not any Prestos?
No.
Not one.
Not one. Oh, I don't own
you don't got acronyms?
God. No.
Those are on my list.
Those
too.
Are fire.
Now, don't let me catch those. That's
the olives color. Are fire.
How much are they going for?
I think like $350, $450.
No, the ones that neighbor guy.
Oh, I think those are like five-ish. The multi, like the pink and blue. And red.
See, I need those ones for like, I get those for three. I might move. Those don't count either. That's about it.
That's it?
Probably that Presto. I mean, I like the Presto. Ultra. I got the vault color ones. I got those.
I do want those. I think it's the Ultra, the USA, the gold, the blue mid one. I want those.
Let me put that on the list too.
The blue gold.
Shout out to Johnny Gonzalez. Red. Was wearing those like one weekend.
Those are fire.
Fire.
Those are super fire.
That came in 95? I mean 2005? 15? Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
15 or so. Yeah. It was the Olympics. Or was it last year? Last year? I think it was last year.
Olympics were so whack.
They were last year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was last year.
Because I copped all that Olympic garbage. Which I copped so much. I bought the hoodie.
Still was a garbage. It was tight.
I know.
You just bought too much of it.
I bought everything from Hurley that weekend when they had the sale. I bought like
six pairs. That was tight, too.
Six pairs of trunks and five hats and four pairs of flip-flops.
Yeah, but that stuff wasn't whack.
No, it's not whack. It was super cheap, too.
What you rocking? What's the rotation?
I have been wearing the shit out of those Air Max 90 infrared Flyknits. That shoe.
Oh, really?
That might
be. That got to go to the list, too.
The best. That might be the best Flyknit, honestly. Like, you can wear it all day. I meant to bring them. I'll wear them next week. You can wear them all day, just like you can a Flyknit Racer. It's not like the. I don't know if you have any Air Max Flyknit ones, do you? You can't wear
them
all day.
No, I ordered them twice.
It hurts your foot.
Got canceled.
They hurt your feet.
Wait, the ones that George always talked about?
Yeah.
Really?
They hurt your feet. George, I don't know why.
Swears by those.
But
how about you did too?
They like rub on your Achilles and it just. Like,
oh, really?
But,
oh, you did say that.
But these, these are fire. They look sick on. They're comfortable.
Yeah,
I love
that
them.
That pinky scent look fire.
Like, I've worn those a lot.
You know what's funny with Air Maxes is that every time they introduce one with like new materials,
flies.
They're better.
Flies.
Like, they're better than originals, like OGs. Yeah. I couldn't wear an OG Air Max 90 again. Like,
I still have my, I've worn my infrared one time.
The OG
the one
model?
From like 2 years ago.
Yeah, like, I got those too. I got a size 9. It's kind of too tight, but you put that on. Why would you put that on when you could put a Hyperfuse on or a Flyknit? Like, they've surpassed, like, when Jordan or anybody else puts new materials on stuff, they suck. Like, a Flyknit Air Force 1, that's never better than a regular Air Force 1. But you put Flyknit on like a
runner
Air Max or something, fire.
That's like Don and I were talking. I was talking to Don before I got here, and we were talking about the Air Max One that comes out tomorrow, the Air Max One Ultra that comes out tomorrow. And he was like, "I'm not buying that. That's not an OG." And I was like, "Dude, but you love the Flyknit Air Max 90s, and like I was like, these are going to be more comfortable than the OG. Probably, I'm going to try to get them.
I just like the 326 on the tongue.
That's dope, too.
Did you get the ones they came out with last year with the hot yellow, the vault?
Oh, no. Those are sick, though.
Those are tight.
Those flew. I think I tried, but I didn't even have a chance. What else?
I thought they'd sit. That's why I didn't try.
I thought they'd sit, too. Wearing my UA Jordan 4s a lot. my white cement Jordan 4s that you say are fakes. My 2012 pair.
Wait, what? The ones that...
With the Jumpman on the back. I haven't worn my Nike Air 1, so I just keep wearing those.
Dude, I could never wear any of those ever again.
With a Jumpman on the back?
Nothing. I can't do it. Only ones I'll wear again is Infrared 6s, and that's it. I cannot wear any of them. I almost wore Maroon 6s, DS those, un-DS them, because they got those. Nike in the back. I got two of those.
What else is laying around that I've been wearing lately? Obviously, like, random Ultra Boosts here and there. Like, I'll just grab an Ultra Boost or...
It's just easy to grab those.
Yeah, it's easy to grab. I've been wearing those... Oh, I forgot to tell you guys. I've been wearing those XR1 Olives. So...
Those suck.
So remember, I hate mine. Remember when we bought them and I bought them like three times from JD Sports.
Are you talking about camos or just the
camos? Models? Okay, the camo ones. And I bought them like three times from JD Sports. Yeah. They canceled all three orders, like last November, December.
That was December, November, yeah. December.
So
November.
So I went in to the office at my condo complex because my Supreme stuff got delivered, and I was like, "Hey, I got a package delivered today. You guys have it here." She's like, "Oh yeah." She's like, "Oh yeah. We also have like this has been here for like 4 months for you. Like, I have no idea what it is." I'm like, "What is this?" So like, I open it. It's the XR1 Olive Duck camos that they canceled all my orders on. I got them for free.
What?
Yeah, they've been sitting in the office at my complex since Thanksgiving.
That's a come up.
That's a come up. It's like a free $180 shoe. They're on eBay. Shout out to my eBay.
That happened. You want them. You're selling them?
I have two now.
Oh, okay. So you got one for free?
Yeah.
Oh, that happened with us with a...
Well, actually, my other pair was a gift from my brother-in-law, so technically I got both of them for free.
Oh, that's right. You did say that. You got that first one for Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that happened with us with Pottery Barn once. We had ordered a chandelier, and it was missing one piece, and we said, "Hey, the chandelier's missing his piece. Just send us another chandelier." We were like,
Happened like 2-3 years ago with Nike. Nike sent me my full order, and I called them, and I'm like, "Hey, like, I got everything except for this one pair of shoes that I ordered. Like, do you know what's going on with it? Like, we'll double check on that." About 3 days later, the box came again with everything plus that one pair of shoes. So they doubled my entire order.
Dude, that's when I took that orange dunk back.
Yeah.
And the receipt says 120 on it, and the man scans it, and it came up as like 189. And I said, "Hey, man, the receipt says 120. It says 189 on the computer. Hey, man, gave me $190 cash. I was like, "Well, whatever.
Come up.
What else are you rocking?
What else am I rocking?
That's about it. I'm
trying to think. No, there's more. Oh, I wore, shout out to you and our football league, I wore my mint Jelly 5s twice in the past 2 weeks.
You said you put on a Jelly 5 a few weeks ago, and you said it was
that
awful.
One. It was that one.
But you said it was awful.
It is awful, but I still, I mean, it looks, it's not, it's comfortable. It's still comfortable, but it looks awful on. It looks like you're wearing a marshmallow on your foot.
Yeah, they're too big. You know what you and I need to wear more often? Is those Brazil.
Those are I actually was thinking fire about that the other day, because I actually went through like the ASICS New Balance section of my collection and pulled out a bunch of stuff to sell. And it was, I think, like the ones I'm keeping gold Feegs, the ones that I've worn. I'm keeping that KFE Blue Brazil. I'm keeping my Miamis that I haven't worn.
Have
DS.
You even wore those?
No, those are DS.
I want to just go ahead and sell
I might
those,
just man. Need to sell those.
They going for a lot still?
I may be able to get 400 for them.
No, salmon toes. I don't know what I'm doing with them.
Yeah. I mean, that's the same thing. Like, I pull those Miamis out, and I was like, "I'm going to sell these." And I open them. I'm like, "These are fucking dope."
Fire. Like,
so
fire.
I don't know what I'm going to do with them. I mean, I might just need to wear them this summer. That'd be a dope summer shoe.
I think I'm wearing salmon toes to Sneaker Con.
I really, if I could find, and I look every once in a while, I really need to find a pair of Feig Knicks. I need that shoe. I want that shoe. I'll be wearing these Goddess Flyknits for weeks. These will be next. I'll probably wear my 12 Lows soon, a pair of them.
one of the three.
I always wear Flyknit racers, though. And I bought a bunch of Revis's off Trejo because he's trying to get rid of everything. I've been wearing Revis's, too.
I wore them a few weeks ago, but...
The red ones you wore.
Yeah. I thought about wearing my... And I didn't know I had that second pair of camel ones. I told you I found them. I thought about wearing those, but they're too big. They're a 10. And 10s fit good, but they look too big now.
I don't know. Yeah. I wear my gray ones. I love that camo pair. Those are fire.
I like when you send the pic of them wearing them. They look fire. That's about it, man. I wanted to wear SBs recently, but
I always want to wear my lobsters.
I always want to wear a high. It's always a high I want to rock.
What did I wear? I wore a high recently. I wore Winpix Fly a couple months ago when I got those from Trejo.
Fire.
And then I wore those Kozik Dunk Highs, like
silver, like military 3 or 4 weeks ones? Ago.
They're green, like those they look tight. Like a flight suit.
I think those are the tight.
Those
too.
Are tight.
I always thought those were the tight.
I wore those a couple, like maybe like a month or two ago.
Gosh, but that's another shoe right there. Not those, but like that's another area of Nike where they're just always late. When are we gonna get skunks? Like, why haven't they retroed this stuff yet?
I don't know.
Like they retro Jordans and other Nikes. I mean, what we're talking about Flyknit Air Max 90s. How many versions of Air Max 1s and stuff they are? And why don't they put a Flyknit Air Max, the big one, the Neon 95? Why don't they do anything with
That'd
that?
Be dope too, yeah.
There's not even a Hyperfuse version, is there?
You know what I need? I need Tailwinds.
Which ones?
Because
I have the original.
I need OG Tailwinds to come back out. I need Tailwind TRN, Tune Air, whatever they are, to come back out.
Oh, yeah.
I need those to come back out. I need Tailwinds.
I have the Tailwind, the first Tailwind 1s and 2s, the original of both.
If Tailwinds came back out, I would go to Abercrombie and buy some Abercrombie cargo shorts.
Tailwinds released, bro.
When?
One of those, something released. And I remember them being in Shoe Palace or Chic, and I'm like, these need to be way cheaper than what they
are. No, the TN Air
not
thing.
Tailwinds. The ones that had like the they look like shark fins.
Yeah, those.
What was that?
Out. I forget what those are.
Those
fire
team
out, though.
I don't know if they're fire now, but they were fire.
But I need Tailwinds.
Anything
Tailwind
else?
Tailwind 2s. I don't think so.
Kind of a relaxed episode.
It was a relaxed episode. It was nice not having George around. You should stay in Vegas.
Shout out to the homie George. He'll be back next week.
I wonder if he's broke yet.
He hasn't been texting a lot lately. So today. So he's either faded in Vegas and gambling or who knows. Shout out to George.
Shout out to George.
Shout out to Ryan. Shout out to myself. Shout out to Us Need This Podcast. No, not those ones.
I need those ones though.
But I have those at the house, the yellow and blue ones.
Yeah.
Anything else?
That's Us Need This. Awesome. Pew!